Today we're going to discuss the Zev Sender's question at the beginning of the sugya. That was what we're going to discuss. When we start the sugya, the Chacham say, the Chacham say karka in exelus. It's a sukkah shula, so it'll be kosher. Zev asked, Shol Shalem Das Gazlin. Shol Shalem Das Gazlin. You're Gazlin, you're Shol Shalem Das. If you use something, if I go over and I use your, you got nothing. You're the only person that comes here with nothing on their desk.
We're not using the
Gemara
here.
Okay. So, yeah.
We're in the
coats. So, Shol Shalem Das Gazlin. So, Shol Shalem Das Gazlin. So, that was Zev's question. So, even according to your Rabbanan, we should, even according to your. Welcome. Even according to Rabbanan, it should be possible because you are Gazlin. Shol Shalem Das Gazlin. So at the time I said, wow, what a good question. Hey, Shol Shalem Das Gazlin. So how could your abundance, why did your abundance say it's Shula, but you're Shol Shalem Das, you're Gazlin. And then I started thinking about it. So what I thought was made a difference. Let's see what the Achronim think about such a question. Even according to Rabbanan, it should be Shol Shalem Das Gazlin. We won't go in order, but so there's the Aruch HaNer, and the Aruch HaNer argues on everybody. The Aruch HaNer, Mamash argues everybody. The Aruch HaNer says, what kind of kash is this? What was Zev's thinking? What was he thinking? It's going. The Aruch HaNer said, what was Zev thinking? Can you remember it? I can't believe the Aruch HaNer should say such a thing. I wish I could have it. Yeah. So basically so we'll fill up this corner also. Like a plane. You're over one of these planes where they say go across the aisle because we're not been on those. Okay. Rebbe, I'm sorry I'm late. Okay. But the Aruch HaNer asked on Zev. I understand what Zev's question is. If your Rabbanan hold karka einin exelus, because why would Rabban hold, if he Tysus, why would Rabban hold karka ein exelus? What do we see in Tysus? What Tysus hold? Kivegri asked on Tysus. What Tysus hold? Why is karka ein exelus? Mishus Bailin. So why would Shol Shalem Das Gazlin add anything? Shol Shalem Das Gazlin means if I take your object, if I take your pen and use it, I'm a Gazlin on the pen. But who says it's a din Shol Shalem Das Gazlin on karka? If you have karka in itself, how can you be a Shol Shalem Das Gazlin? How could it be? So what were you asking? How could it be Shol Shalem Das Gazlin on karka? That's what the Aruch HaNer says. The Aruch HaNer says, well, Avanti, I didn't understand that question. Given their abundance sphere of karka in itself, Mechubel karka, our Gemara, who din karka in ken, al karka shulahi, the hek tikku gzula, mitam shol, shomadas. How can it be gzula, mitam shol, shomadas? Keep the karka in exelus. Karka in exelus. So that was his question. Karka in exelus, and let's call this shomadas. How can you say karka in exelus, shomadas? The problem is that all the other Achronim ask this question, and no one gives this answer. No one gives this answer. And we'll talk about why in a second. But think about it. Can you recall, what will your Rabbanan say by Shol Shalem Das? What will their Rabbanan say? That's really the question here. So he says, not a kasha. You're a shayl. You're not a gazlin. If you're Shol Shalem Das, and you're not a gazlin, what are you? a shuttle. Okay? That's the Aruch HaNer wants to say. But this is totally in a big machlokes. It's something a really big machlokes. First, there's the Kapas tomorrow. You don't have to read everything inside today. But the Kapas tomorrow and our Gemara has two kashas. He says, in both of them, he says, I don't understand. The Tzorach Iyun. I don't know, I don't know the answer to either one. I don't know the Tzorach Iyun. I don't know the answer to either one. One kashas might be answerable. Both, you have to work hard to answer. But let's do both kashas. First of all, he asked the kasha from Shoshas Gazlan. The Kapas tomorrow says, why, the Gemara just, the kasha we just asked, the Gemara says, according to the Rabbanan, if I'm toikif chavero mitok sukasai, if I throw out my chavero from his sukkah, the Rabbanan makshir, because shul is kshera, but Shoshas Gazlan. That's his first question. Shoshas Gazlan, so why would your Rabbanan say, your Rabbanan say gzula is puzzle? The Kapas Tamarim asks Shoshas Gazlan. So you see right away, Kapas Tamarim doesn't hold of this simple answer of the Aruch HaNer. For some reason, he doesn't have the simple answer of the Aruch HaNer. That, what do you mean, Gazlan? Not a Gazlan. We'll see why in a second. That's one question. The other question is a deeper question. Does anyone know the Machlokes Rabbanan and what you call it? And Rebbe Lezer, if sukkah gzula or sukkah shula, does anyone know anything about the machlokes? I mean, what should it be? What does it say? What should it be? Should shula be kosher or shula be patzel? What? What do you think? Shula be kosher or should it be patzel? Kosher. Who's that? What should it be? What? Of course. L'cha and l'chem are the same thing. Okay. What? No. You. I don't know which way you were saying. So don't say okay. Say okay. Yeah. So who just said l'cha and l'chem is the same thing? L'chem we know. Shol is puzzle. Shol should be puzzle. So l'cha should make shol puzzle. So really, Rabbi Lazar should be right, that gzula and shula should be pasul. Why? He says ucha. Came along Rabbanan and says, but there's another pasuk. What's the other pasuk? Kol ezrach Yisrael. That everyone could use one sukkah. I'm allowed to be a guest by you, right? So zok Rabbanan, how do you work out both things? There's ucha and there's a kol ezrach. So how do you work on both things? So the Rabbanan say, oh, it's simple. L'cha l'mayit gzula, kol ezrach comes to be marbe shula. Shula is kosher, and so really shula should be what? Who just said something very good? Really shula should be what? What should be pasul? Really should be pasul. Just we have a pasul kol ezrach to tell me that shula is kosher. Now there's another rule. Yes.
Why is Rabbi saying lechem to be understood as that you actually have to own it, as opposed to lechem could be you having like zchut hishtamshut on it, like the ability to use it? How do you know lechem means you have to has to be halachically yours? Meaning, why don't we say halachically if you have the right to use something that's considered lechem?
What did Rabbi Soloveitchik say about that?
He
looked at you and said, "That's not a kasha," right? What did he say?
I didn't ask
you this. Because lechem means yours. Schuz is not yours.
In Kol Ezra, who does that sukkah belong?
It is shol, is the schuz ishtamshes. That's what shol is. Okay. That's schuz ishtamshes. So, we'll get to it in a second. You'll hear. Yes.
In Kol Ezra, does that sukkah belong to any one person?
Oh, we'll get to that. But I want to get the Kapas Torah's second question, because this is a very, very good question. We'll see if one answer answers both or not. We have a rule. The rule is tefasta mu'at tefasta. Can anyone explain what tefasta mu'at tefasta means?
If you ask Rebbe, if you leave school for a long time, he'll say no. But if you ask Rebbe, can I like a little bit, he'll say maybe. But he'll still say no.
Yeah. But whatever. But what is tefasta mu'ur tefasta? It means this. Let's say something should be usur. Then the Torah says it's mutter. But it doesn't tell you exactly, the Torah doesn't know exactly what's mutter. There's something that's mutter. What's mutter? The thing that's the most mutter is mutter. Not
you assume the least possible chiddush.
The least possible. We always assume the least, that's another way of saying it. We always assume the least possible chiddush. So now if you have two things, let's say Kol Ezra, we say shol is kosher. Now, what would be kosher? We know two types of shol. Shol Madas and shol Shalom Madas. So what would we always say? What's the rule? What would we always say?
Sure, shol Madas.
Because that pasuk is on shol Madas. Tefasta mu'ur, tefasta. So where do you know b'chlal that shol Madas is kosher? According to Rabbanan. So it's two questions. He's filled up the side. What? What's he saying?
So I need.
Okay. Okay. So he says two questions. First of all, Shol Shas Gazlan, you're not a Shol. And even if you're going to say, like the Aruch HaNer, Shol Shalom Medas, you can't be a Gazlan, but you're Shol Shalom Medas. Whoever said you're Marbe Shol Shalom Medas? All you tefasta mu tefasta. All you can do is be Marbe Shol Shalom Medas, not Shol Shalom Medas. So yes, really, it's two questions. It's basically two questions.
So then, in a Shol Shalom Medas.
Ah, very good. That's what we're going to talk about. What he's saying is, how do you know you have all these categories of Gazlan, Shol Shalom Medas, and Shol Medas? Once you're not a Gazlan, you're a Shol. Who says there's a category of Shol, a middle category of Shol Shalom Medas? That's what he's saying. That's what we're going to see. That's what he's saying, right? Comes along the. So now we have a Kapis Tamarim, and Kapis Tamarim stays by Tzorachian. Kapis Tamarim says Tzorachian. I don't know how to answer these questions. Don't know how to answer these questions. Two questions, I don't know the answer. See, the Kapis Tamarim also, the Kapis Tamarim doesn't like the Aruch HaNer's Teretz for some reason. And why does he like the Aruch HaNer's Teretz? Why not? How was the chopping?
All good.
Chopping was okay?
Built a house.
Built a house? At least the tree came down? Okay.
It wasn't my tree.
What?
It wasn't my tree.
Oh, yeah, that we're going to learn in the Svasemis. That we're going to Svasemis. Wait. There's a lot to learn here. Comes along now, the next step. There's a whole bunch of steps here. I gave you Marmakimus. I didn't put them in the right order. I'll do the right order right now. The next thing is the Pnei Yeshua. The Pnei Yeshua is a very, very, very big Kiddush. Let's see, it's on that, it's on page Samach Tes. Asked the same, almost the same thing, but in a different way. But in a different way, so let's see inside, because this is a different way than I did it, and then other Achraim do it. Let's see how he says. It's an Afsamach Tesam, Bigmar Tan Rabban, Sukkah Gzula. And Rabban hold that Kaka in Gzela, so it's a Sukkah Shu'ula. Nira. The Hadakama Shu'ula he, Rav Dafka. Our Gemara says, Chachamim says Shu'ula. Shul is kosher. Zot v'Yeshua, the Chachamim never said Shul is kosher. That's a mistake. It's lav dafka. Another thing is, Gzul is kosher, I mean not kosher, and Shul is kosher. No, there's no such thing. It's Shul kosher. The Kihechid Rabban and Karka Ein Yigzeles, Mishin Amin Karkois, Michal Prat Uklal, just like we say Karka Ein Yigzeles, Kizba Gels Abashur, Kmoshe Bish Rashikan, Im Kain, Mahai Klal, Prat Uklal, Gufa, Maiti, Namika Kois, and then Shomrin. Or Shach, Shai, Rabbi Kois, Klal, the Rabbi Shus HaShol Kai. He says it's a little different. The easiest way to say is you're Shol Shalom Das. He says it's a little different. You guys remember the Gemara in Baba Kam Daf Kuf Yud Zayin? Did you look at it? So the Gemara there says that if Karka ain't in Exelis, if I throw you out of your house. And I'm living in your house now. But karka ein gzeilus. And a fire happens to the house, I'm not chayiv. Even though all shoyls are chayiv einzim, I'm not chayiv. Because I'm not a shoyl. Why aren't I a shoyl? Why aren't I a shoyl? Shoyl needs also some kinyonim. I have to take, it's called a kinshela. I'm kinyon, and I should be chayiv einzim. But if karka ein gzeilus, what does karka ein gzeilus mean? It always stays b'shus the baal. It's always the baal's. So for shoal, I can't be chayev for onsen if it doesn't come into my rishus. The only way I become a shoal if it comes into my rishus. If it doesn't come into my rishus, I don't become a shoal. Basically, it's the same question, if you understand. It's almost the same question. But the question is, what if I'm not a gazlan because karka ein gzeilus. I'm not showing easy because karka ein gzeilus, because karka ein gzeilus means b'shus baal chayev. The rabbi shows a shol kai. The mahai time a kan when the shol buys b'chaveru v'nisraf. I told you butter. Mosham kisim b'choshim mishmat simin tzadikay simin shin aleph. Ella. So what's the answer? So now what's the answer? Why do we say according to Rabbanan I'm putter? Because why do we say your rabbanan says kosher? Because you're a shol. It's not a shol. It's not a gazel. It's not a shol. So why are you yotza? Comes here the big chiddush. Ella, the feel haki kama shapir, the sukkah shuluhi. The vade, I have a darshi chachamim, hydrosha, the chagos of tasalacha, meaning she is shol mamish. How you doing? What?
I thought it was Nimon for a second.
We have, okay, as Lou said before, we have two psukim. We have Lecha, and then we have Kol Ezra. Let's say you wouldn't have Kol Ezra. Let's say it would just say Lecha. Would Shula be puzzle? Yeah. Why would it be puzzle?
It's not yours.
Zach the Pnei Yeshua. Now that we use Lecha for Gzula, is there a pasuk for Shula? Is there a pasuk for it? No,
it doesn't have
to be yours. It can't be stolen, but there's no lecha on the shi'ula part. It's not shi'ula becomes lecha. It's not lecha. You don't need lecha. All you need, it shouldn't be stolen. Is that the Pnei Yeshua? Yes.
Right.
Right.
What's the case? How's this? I mean, the same question Pnei Yeshua says, I think it really answers the question, because we're not talking about a sukkah shula. We're not being a kinyan shula. It's talking about they're sitting in their friend's sukkah. It's not shula. You didn't do any kinyan shula.
Right.
So that's the puzzle we're talking about. It's the only thing that makes sense. Whenever we talk about a sukkah shula,
there has to be nothing.
You're not renting the sukkah. You're not borrowing the sukkah.
Very good. So nothing is also good according to
sukkah shula in their abundance.
As long as your abundance,
you have permission to sit there. No,
don't say that.
It's not gazula.
That's all. It's not gazula. That's the Pnei Yeshua's chiddush. That the Rabbanan don't hold shu'ula is kosher. The Rabbanan hold gazula is pasul.
Why is
the Gemara in Daf Tes. That's the Rabbanan. That's Rabbanan and Rabbi Elazar on Daf Tes. That says lecha. So the Rabbanan say, Lecha is only mutter Gzula, but not Shu'ula.
I'm saying, so why is Lecha including
Gzula? Oh, because there's a Kol Ezra. There's an extra pasuk of Kol Ezra B'Yisrael. That everybody can sit in your sukkah. First night of sukkah, you can invite whoever you want to sit in your sukkah. Yes?
Can you just explain those two lines again? I don't understand them.
Which one? Starting from where?
From Ella until the...
Ella, the Firhoi Kamer Shapir, the sukkah Shulahi. It's... When it says the Gemara, where it says Rabbanan says kosher with sukkah shula, it's right. And sukkah shula is lav davka, he said. Remember, he said sukkah shula is lav davka. The vada you have a darshi chachamim hydrosha the chagasus tasalcha the beinin shil shrom mamish. If the Rabbanan would have said lecha, it has to be yours. But they don't say.
If they would have said that. If
they said, but they didn't say that. Im kein adarava my time of those shayach she'ela b'kakos. But Kanye Hashel, then it wouldn't have been kosher. Because it would have to be l'cha. That means if it would have to be l'cha, if it would have to be l'cha, and you're marba shu'ula.
Okay.
Shu'ula's called l'cha. And this wouldn't be shu'ula. So you wouldn't be kosher.
So basically all he said
is... All he's saying is that the Rabbanan, by saying kol ezach v'yishol, the Rabbanan negated l'cham entirely. Negated l'cham entirely. Just, there's a different psul. Gzula. So you got gzula or nothing. I call it nothing. This is a nothing. Is it a shula? No. Is it a gzula? No. What is it? A nothing. Are you yotza with a nothing? Zakta b'nei shula, you're yotza with a nothing. It's not mine, and it's nobody, it's nothing. It's not shula, it's not gzula. All the rabbis say gzula is pasul. They never meant it has to be shula. They meant it can't be gzula.
So it only uses it in lieu of saying
in,
stolen?
In lieu of saying stolen. Can koshkin shesh pasul da rab de dehi? And second? So he's machadish a new chiddush. That the Rabbanan never say sukkah shula is kosher. The Rabbanan never meant to say that. All the Rabbanan meant to say what is what? Sukkah gzula is pasul. That's all that ever was. But anything else is, everything else is kosher. Everything else is kosher, yes?
So this case of nothing that you were talking about, is that you're talking about a sukkah or a lulav?
Sukkah.
So in that case, wouldn't most of the time when you steal a sukkah, wouldn't most of the time, there's no such thing as a sukkah gzula, is there?
What?
And there's really no such thing as a sukkah gzula. Is there a gzula?
Okay, so what does Tosa say about this? What does Rashi say about it?
Because Rashi...
Oh, wait, one second. How does Rashi answer your question?
Well, Rashi says that it's... I mean, Rashi says that it's...
No.
He says it has to be a boat or a wagon. It has to be a...
Those are the cases of gzula. Oh, okay. And Tosa says, if it's in your rishus and I built in your rishus, remember the whole thing? It's either with rishus or without rishus. That's the only case of gzula. Now, what? That is what the Pnei Yeshua says. There's no real ground according to Rabbanan.
Memeila. Well, I mean, you are, if you steal wood, then that kind of is middle ground.
What? No, when you steal wood, it's a different tekanz shavim. It's the tekanz shavim.
That's like the middle ground.
That's the tekanz shavim.
Right.
So now that we have this Pnei Yeshua, Ramaisa, Pnei Yeshua is saying what the Aruch HaNer says. He's according to Aruch HaNer, who says Karka in Nigzalas. So of course, we ask Shol Shlom Las Gazlin is Karka in Nigzalas. According to Aruch HaNer, please listen to this. According to Aruch HaNer, what is this thing? What is it? What is this thing? According to Aruch HaNer, it's not a gzula. It's not a shul. It's Shol Shlom Das. But what is it, really? So it's easy to say, according to Bnei Yeshua, it's a nothing. Yeah, he says, Rav Dafka, that's the Bnei Yeshua. Bnei Yeshua says, this whole Gemara, it's Rav Dafka. That was the Chiddush word. This whole Gemara is Rav Dafka. And according to Aruch HaNer, it's a nothing. So if it's a nothing, you yaitza, it's a nothing. So that's how the Bnei Yeshua would answer this question. He asked the question, Shol Shlom Das Gazlin. So what's the answer according to Bnei Yeshua? Yeah, you're right. Shol Shlom Das Gazlin. But this is Karka. What does it become? A nothing. A nothing. You are Yotze. According to the Kapas Tamar, am I a Yotze if it's a nothing? No. Yotze must be called Shu'ula. He says this can't be called Shu'ula. So we have a Gvaltik Machaikas, the Kapas Tamar and the Bnei Yeshua. What is, do you need Shu'ula according to Rabbanan? From Kol Ezrach or not? That's Machlekes Kapas Tamarim and the Pnei Yeshua. What do Rabbanan mean Shu'ula or do Rabbanan don't mean Shu'ula? It's a very good thing to know. Because, like he said, because the Gemara says so. The Gemara says not like the Pnei Yeshua. What's the Gemara say about Rabbanan? Why is it kosher? Now look at the Gemara. Shula. So it says, Pnei Yeshua has to say it's Lav Dafka. You don't want Lav Dafka the Gemara. But It's a really shver thing to say. To say that Rabbanan would hold a shula, what makes this shula? What makes it shula? And that yeah, and that Kabbalah Samani has good kashas. That's not shula. So either way, you lose. Now, is this all true? It comes on the Sfas Emes. In the Sfas Emes has a, we'll see it inside, because Sfas Emes is very important. And there's a few Sfas Emes to know here, but the Sfas Emes on this.
This question is more Balabatish, no?
What?
The Sfas Emes question, is it like more Balabatish?
Not to me. Maybe to you. I don't know. I don't know which one you were learning. Which Sfas Emes you were learning. Okay.
It comes up outside.
He says, why, kark and yigzeles, why should it be called shul? He asks what the Pnei Yeshua asks. I'm doing Pnei Yeshua. See, I have a different kovetz than you guys. I found out today. It took me a couple of weeks. But this kovetz is a little different than yours. And what page is it?
Samachas.
And mine is Pei Dalad. So he has a kasha. It's not a shu'ula. The same kasha. This isn't a shu'ula. So he doesn't like a Bnei Yeshua. That nothing is... What does Bnei Yeshua say? Nothing is kosher. It's not shu'ula. It's not a gzula. It's nothing. It's kosher. Doesn't like it. It's not shu'ula. Now, he says two words, which Yudi said the other day, and he proves that wrong. He says, Yerchara mitzad isir kapit kra. Yudi wanted to say this. Mitzad Isir Kapit Kra. I just want to show you that this was a Havamina in Achrayim. That even if the Rabbanan say, Karka Einin Igzelas, and even if Rabbanan say, it's not Igzula, you do an Isir. That's what we were discussing last time before we left. If you're Karka Einin Igzelas, and I go into your house and I threw you out, did I do an Isir Gzela? Did I do an Isir? And that would be great of learning. I did an Isir. And that's what the pasuk doesn't want. The pasuk says is a ma'at gezula because I did an iser. That's not true. He says. It says the gemara wouldn't work out by us. According to our gemara, the rabbanan says it's kosher. What do rabbanan say is kosher by? I walk into your yard, I throw you out of your sukkah, and I use your sukkah. The rabbanan machshirin. If there's a tzad iser, if there's an iser in it. If because of Isser, it will be Gzula, why would it be, why would not Gahamach Jirim? So, Mitzadi Isser, that can't be why it's called Gzula. Mitzadi Isser is not why it's called Gzula. To go a little deeper, maybe you're doing this now, but... Right. Right. You can still say that. You can still say, Gagabi, this, the Rabbanan wouldn't say, that means there might be an Isser, even according to Rabbanan, but that Isser is not enough to make it into a Gzula.
Because
the Isser of throwing you out of your house. That's a type of Gzela. Karka and Gzela.
Is the Sfas Emes asking that, granted, you can't put this in the category of Gezel because you didn't officially do Gezel, it's not what the Torah wants?
Right.
So that's why I said it sounded Balabatris, meaning, granted, you can't...
Yeah, but he says it's not true. Because even on Gemara, it's not true. Because why Chacham Machshirim? Because why Chacham Machshirim?
Well, isn't that his question?
Yeah. We see it's not true. Why Chacham Machshirim?
He's asking... I thought that was the point of his question.
He's saying that it's not enough to make it a shame gezula, b'cheptza. We learned a shame gezula. But it might be enough iser for me, that could be. That's possible. It's not probable, but it's possible.
I mean, isn't that the crux of his question? He's asking a question.
No,
meaning,
no, he's
why,
saying,
why is
he's
it?
Saying, if the Chacham say gezula is possible, we see you don't call it gezula, b'cheptza. You don't call it gezula. Yeah, he's right. You don't call it gezula.
But it's not what the Torah wants.
Right.
So that's why it sounds like That's why I use the term Baal Batrash, meaning, like, okay. Granted, I can't put a halachic term on it, but it's still not nice.
Comes along the Sfasemis, and the Sfasemis says an unbelievable Kiddush. He says, not the Pnei Shua, not the Pnei the Kapis Tamarim, not like the Orchoner. He says a new Kiddush. He says that when the that Rabbi Lezer says everything that's not Alcha by Sukkah is possible. Alam say no, it says Kol Ezrach. It says Kol Ezrach, but it also says Kol Ezrach. So a Sukkah Shula is kosher. Comes along the Sfas Emes and says, the Chachamim say a new Vart here. The Chachamim say, I believe in both. I believe in Lechem or Lecha, and I believe in Kol Ezrach. But it means something else. Lecha by Sukkah doesn't mean it has to be personally yours. It has to be somebody's. It has to be somebody's Sukkah. It has to be a Jewish Sukkah. You know, we talk about Kol Yisrael, Jewish, you know, this has to be a Jewish Sukkah. The Sukkah has to be owned by a Jew. If it's owned by a Jew, the Chachamim are Moda. Now we just need a little bit more. We need a little bit more. So why is the Gzul Apostle? It's also owned by a Jew. Right?
He says it has to be owned by a Jew?
Well, I say it has to be owned by a Jew, yes.
Well, Sukkah's come back.
What?
Sukkah's going to special.
Okay, there you have to say, we'll go, there's a Beis Halevi on that. Beis Halevi asked that.
You say the Jew now owns it?
What?
You say that the Jew owns the...
Right.
Was a good
yeah.
But now
right.
A Jew.
Yeah. Zakta Sfasem is... And what does Sfasem say? That it doesn't have to be yours. It has to be somebody's. That's what your abundant hold. It has to be somebody. Now... Why would a gzula be puzzle, according to Rabbanan? So he says, very good. There's a din, if I steal something, and you weren't miyayish, let's say, and I wasn't kind of, can you be magdish it?
No, it's not your shus.
It's not your shus. Can I be magdish it?
No, it's not yours.
It's not mine. So he says that is enough to make it that can't be yotze, because it's not my rishus. It's not shalai. So lecha will be mayit, either something that's not my rishus or not shalai. Therefore, a stolen object belongs to who? Nobody. So the Sfas Emes says, no Jew owns this. If it's not rishusi, it's not shalai, then it's nothing. And if it's nothing, it can't be used. That's pshat in your abanan. That if it's nothing, it can't be used. Then he says, Rashi says, that's very good. Rashi says, Kol Ezrach. Rashi says, Kol Yisrael Yotzim B'Sukkah Echad. Meaning, I can invite Kol Yisrael into my Sukkah, the first night of Sukkahs. So he asks, according to that Rashi, if I can invite everybody into my Sukkah, does anybody have a pruta? Does he have Kol Yisrael? Does anyone have even a pruta's worth in this Sukkah? No. So he says, so according to Rashi, there's no owner in the Sukkah. So according to me, according to Rabbanan, you need an owner, but there's no owner. So there, he used Yisvara. If you hold Sukkah, says Shutvim is kosher, what does Shutvim mean? 100%. So even if I don't have a pruta, I still own it 100%.
So why, if you invite people to your Sukkah, why would they even have the owner?
Each one's a shul, and 100%.
Why do you... If you're saying that Jay would invite the whole Klal Yisrael to your Sukkah, why does there have to be any bias by any of them if you have...
If he's saying a vart, do you need bias?
You have bias of your Sukkah. No. You're just inviting everyone as your guest.
What?
You're inviting everyone as your guest. You have bias of your sukkah. Why does everyone have to have a pruta worth of your sukkah?
That's his vart. He believes in lecha. That everyone has to own. They have to have ownership.
Oh, okay, fine.
Yeah. That's his vart. As lecha. Everyone has ownership. Shol will give you ownership.
So what was the other part? What was the other part?
As called Ezrach B'Yisrael.
Yeah.
As Yibbe Sukkos.
And that's still lecha? Though?
That's still lecha. That's his vart. Kol Ezrach changed the lecha, not like Esrig and Lulav, but a new din. that has to be Jewish owned. One Jew is to own it.
So you're saying Shoal
will be kosher according to Rabbanan only if what?
You're saying if a Jew owns it, but if you own it, then why do they have to then own it as well? Why do you have to go on to the Shutzim thing? If you own it, it's a Jew. I'm assuming it's a Jew, right? And you own it. So then why do they have to have a... Why do you have to go on to the Shutzim over there?
Okay, you're right. You are very right about this. Thinking about it, you're right. So he brings it a little different. He brings a Pish Rashi of El, the Kol Yisrael Yotzim B'Sukkah Achas. Everybody is Yotzim one Sukkah. Not that I own the Sukkah and I invite the whole Kol Yisrael to my Sukkah. But Kol Yisrael builds a Sukkah. Everyone's Yotzim. Communal Sukkah. Everyone's Yotzim, communal Sukkah. I don't own a Pruta. Mm-hmm. Must be that Shutvin, everyone has a full ownership.
So a few days ago you brought in that case where they were building the Sukkahs in the streets of... Yeah. So that's the same concept over there? They're all Shutzim?
No, you build your own sukkah there.
So there was a city or something like that, that people own the city?
Could be. That would be a right of Shutzim's mother, yeah. That was what? Kol Ezra.
Why are you called Bible? Why are you called like
Ezra? Oh, I don't know why the Pots use Ezra. I have no idea why the Pots use Ezra. You want to know why the Pots use Ezra? I'll tell you Kabbalistically why.
Go ahead.
In Pshat, I can't tell you why. But in Kabbalistic, I can tell you.
Ezra means a deer.
But who was Ezra? Who's called Ezra Kabbalistically? Avraham Avinu, Eitan Mizrahi. And you have to make your sukkah like Avraham Avinu. Kabbalistically.
Doesn't sukkahs correspond?
I think the concept of what we're discussing. I don't know why it's called.
Doesn't sukkahs correspond to Avraham?
Whatever it is, you could work that out.
But are we basically saying though that the two drushos are not exclusive of each other? Very much
right.
Inclusive.
Right. So the Sfas says they're very inclusive of each other.
Yeah. Meaning, in order for you to have Ezra, it has to be a lechol
first.
Yes.
Yes.
Not sure.
We're saying
He says, if shutvim are good, then my vart's not right. Or it'd be right, because the shutvis makes my vart right.
What?
One second. If all Bnei Yisrael, 600,000 people, buy a sukkah for 400,000 prutas.
Or not. Or maybe all you say is that...
It's kosher.
So why should Rashi hold Shutvin as kosher, that's what he's saying, if Rashi believes
then Rashi has to hold Shutvin, but you can always say like Netanel said that in Shutvis it could be everyone owns everything. Everyone owns the whole sukkah. Then at the end of here, he goes into lulav. In my personal opinion, there's some kind of mistake here. Why should he even compare it to lulav?
What happens
if you shol shalom medas in the lulav? I mean, it's not a question at all. Lulav is a guzzle. Lulav could be a guzzle. Shol shalom is gazlan. And if you need lochem on the lulav, so what's possible? I don't know what he's... I don't know why he's bothered by lulav at all.
And that's the answer he gives also.
But yeah, I don't know what bothered him with lulav. What very hard to know.
Lulav,
then we're talking about Yom Sheni, where gzula is pasul, shula is kosher. I borrowed your lulav against you. I borrowed you not, you know, what is it? Yes.
Can you be saying that since we're like using Ezra to alter the halal, to alter the
What?
And therefore we view all our meaning like
but we know it's not true.
I know, but I'm saying the point is it's a reasonable obvious. Only affecting sukkah this way.
Because it says Ezrach. Because it says, because we got two psukim.
It's hard to say.
For sure he's saying that. It's hard to say it. It's not Yiddish. Just the opposite.
Maybe. Could be.
But now, as I said, today we're going to answer his question. Do we have an answer to his question? The Shol Shalom Das Gazlan. So really, there's two answers to the question. If you go through everything, there's two basic answers to this question. What are two basic answers to this question? Why do Rabban say it's kosher? If I ask you, tell me the answer. Shol Shalom Das Gazlan. She Gazlan. So what's the answer?
But there's no, it's not shy to say Gazlan by Karka.
Right, so it's so, nothing. So don't Chum say Shula. It has to be a Shula. So either the Pnei Shula, that Shula doesn't mean Shula, nothing is kosher, or the Sfas Emes, that as long as it's owned by one person. Now, if I go into your sukkah, right, and throw you out, who owns the sukkah? If Karka Ein Gzavas, who owns the sukkah? The owner owns it.
Where does this take place?
In your rishos.
My sukkah and my rishos?
Yeah.
It's mine.
Yeah, it's yours. So,
how would you classify the Aruch Haner's answer? He kind of says it's like a loophole.
But so you have to say Aruch Haner with the Pnei Shua. There's no Aruch Haner's answer by itself. Because the Aruch Haner answers, but Karka Ein Gzavas, how can you call the Shem Shavas Gazlan? But what is it?
It sounds like he's saying that there's a loophole here.
Why do you think Shula?
Yeah.
Okay, you're right. You can answer Rafi the Kapis Tamarim like that. But then you have a question of Tfasim Mutavatsa on that. On you, you have a question.
The Master would say that there's only two categories.
But you're going on a circle now.
Why is that a circle?
What? Who says there's only two categories? Tfasim Mutavatsa. I think there's three categories.
They're found such a thing. Where you can't just make up categories.
But it's only two categories. If your abundant would hold, there's no such thing as a shula. Then there's no shalom das, and there's no shalom das. Same category.
No, it's a shalom das.
It's not mine. It's one category, not mine. What makes it two categories or three categories? Why would it be only two categories?
Shalom das. We find shula in halacha between shalom and
das. Shalom das.
I don't find there's no such thing as Shalom Das.
It's
usually
Gazlan. I know, but what? So Ramaisa, if you say it's two categories, and they're both under one category, Shalom Das and Shalom Das, right?
Right.
What's that telling you?
It's one category.
It's one category. It's the same thing, right? What's the same about it?
Shalom.
No, it's not Gazlan.
It's Shalom.
Or it's not Gazlan. That's what I would say. You might be right. You might be right also.
But it's only not. I mean, it's not Gazlan. It's the same thing. Right? Yeah. You get the point where you.
By saying the Pnei Shua, you're saying that there's no three categories. There's only two categories.
I don't need to say the Pnei Shua, because the Pnei Shua is saying that it's lavdak and you need shol.
Yeah.
It could be the Aruch Haner says you need shol, just this is halakhli shol.
I hear what you're saying. Okay. It's very different. Okay. Could be. Yes.
You know, it says in Gezel necessarily, why can't we just say that since the concept is very similar, we apply the same
office.
Like by this case, you're not allowing the person to build the sukkah to do the mitzvah.
Right.
Thereby,
that was the Sfas Emes' first answer. He says that can't be true. Your Rabban says it's kosher. If your Rabban says kosher, but you're not letting the guy do the mitzvah, so it's guzzle. So we see that guzzle will allow, that type of gzeila will allow you to do the mitzvah.
It could be the do you get the mitzvah or is the sukkah kosher?
If it's similar, of course, no difference. Okay, yes.
So like the Murren double comma about the house.
Right.
You borrow it and burn it down, you don't have to pay?
That right.
Right.
Because you would kind of.
Right. So how is there, set for like, let's say the couple's tomorrow, and how is there such a category of Shavua?
You mean Pnei Shua?
Yeah.
I mean, Pnei Shua. What's that Gemara talking about?
Right.
So the Gemara has to say, Shula again, Lav Davka. If I borrow a house, it's a nothing and putter. That's what the Bnei Shua has to say, a nothing and putter. If that nothing burns down, then putter.
If I understood what we're saying in Aruch HaMer, we're saying that even Shaul Shalom Midad is really just considered a normal Shalom.
No, it's good. Or that's according to him, or according to me, it's a nothing.
Okay, fine.
Yeah. You can win both ways. Really. Yes?
What? Is the part in the Stassen is where he brings the Ritva, kind of like the Bnei Yeshua, are you saying that it's only...
I know, he brings the Ritva about Mitzvah Bava Vera. I don't know, but then he doesn't like the Ritva because of the Rama, and the, you know, Tzvasemis was a chassid, but it was Ashkenazi chassid. So he followed Rama, and Rama says, if you're Shaul Shalom Das, you won't be Yotze. What was it? But only by Lulav, not by Sukkah. So I don't know why he wants Lulav.
But is that part of that, the Ritva? Is that answer kind of like the Bnei Yeshua, that it's only Gezeva, which is us or from Lakoff, and therefore this is a nothing?
Yes, same Gezeva, same Gaza. Has to be. Yes.
It's not that I misunderstood the being of Kohes of Israel, like Rashi as Shutin.
Yeah.
So then how do you know that Shaul is... Isn't Shutin better than Shaul in a way?
Yes, sir. It's here. Avagav the haka garit vei mishol shalom adas. Makas shemotzi mitzvahs legamri. Chomakam and shim gzeira al sukkah. That's what he's asking there. The shol shalom adas should be worse than shutvin, right? That's what he's asking.
I'm asking shol, stop. Shalom adas.
Shalom adas should be worse than shutvin?
Yeah.
Why?
Because shutvin have a chelik in the sukkah.
I feel like the Rambam against the Ravid, sort of. Yeah, you got it. Okay. Then you got to get into the Rambam and the Ravid. But some more things that I remember here about the sugya, and then we'll get to other svasemis. We left it because it's Baba Kama things. Tekanis hashavim. I just want to tell you a big machlekes here between Rishonim and then Achrayim. Tekanis hashavim. First of all, let's say you don't want to do tshuva. Is there a tekanas hashavim on you? The Rabbanan made up. You don't own this anymore. I build something into my house. I steal and I build my house. The Rabbanan said, "B'tam tekanas hashavim, I'm kind of the thing and I owe money." Gemaisa, what happens if I say, "I can't get your money back. I don't want to do tshuva." Did the Rabbanan make it tekana for somebody who didn't want to do tshuva? Yes?
Does that mean based on forcing them, or just
them? Basically, can't force me. No one can force me.
No, if they caught you
was there an initial kiddush?
Shinui.
There was a kiddush.
But why? Now you're asking a different question. You're asking why you need to chazer shavim at all. This shinui. But the Shinui Chazal Briyah say there's a million answers to that.
If you steal
wood and you build a sukkah, our Gemara said, according to everybody, what happens if you don't want to tshuva? The heck with everybody. I don't care about anybody.
Then he stole.
Is it called Gzul in the Apostle? Is the sukkah Apostle?
It's a test percent. Oh, you're saying that not saying? In regards to Raisa, you're Apostle. It would be possible because it's
Gazelle. Yeah, but Rabbanan came along and said, gave you a Kenyan. Do Rabbanan give you a Kenyan if you're not doing tshuva?
That's only if you pay.
What? Oh, one second. You came into another big machlekes. Wait, we'll get to that machlekes in a second. I want to tell you about it. The Chachamim give you a Kenyan when you don't want to do tshuva. Or do they ask you beforehand, do you want to do tshuva?
Well, that's the thing. Is it machlekes?
It's always a Kenyan.
What? That's the question. Is a Kenyan a Kenyan, or it's only the concept of shavim?
Or would you say it's not a Kenyan?
You can prove it, Rashi.
It's not like...
That could be the Dindar Raisa.
Right, so... What's the Drabbanan?
No,
Midrash is a gzula. Midrabanan say, you're kind of, it's not a gzula.
Wait, if midrabanan you're only corner when you want to do tshuva, so then the deraisa, the pasuk, deraisa derabanan, could be talking about when you don't want to do tshuva.
Right, right. Maybe, you're right. Maybe, I mean, if you don't want to do tshuva, there was no.
Rashi and Tosafot both don't say that. So it's mashma that, no matter what.
I end up there, I don't know if they don't say it. Maybe,
it the other way.
Maybe it's a, maybe if that's called gzula. Maybe it's called Dreisa. There's no Dreabana.
Yes.
Back to Dreisa.
Can you look at it the other way?
Rashi's question is, where's the case Dreisa? And he makes it to Kibta. It's Agala, it's Rosh Hashanah. You say it's where you didn't want to do Tshuva.
Can you look at it the other way? The opinion, you're saying the opinion only it takes effect if you didn't, I mean, if you didn't do Tshuva.
You were saying?
If you do that, what about the other way? Or what about the case we had with the old lady where she didn't want the money, right? But they were still kind at it, right? In that case.
So the Rishayim that say that the old lady case is that case.
Right, but I'm saying that, but this is like the other side. In that case, they were koneh even though they didn't pay her because she didn't want it. Can you look at it like conversely the other way around and say that it should still be?
Okay, that you get into, it was the avadim of the Reish Galusa.
Right.
And so, whose sukkah is it? The Reish Galusa sukkah or is the avadim sukkah?
The avadim are owned by him. So
he wanted the Jew.
So, that's what I'm saying on her, he didn't give her the money.
That's something else. Wait. You get another machlekes. Wait. I want to go through everything. I want to just finish up here and go through the stuff. Yes?
Isn't it the kana that it's a kinyan? This way, it's easier for them to want to do tshuva because they're not going to want to do tshuva if they know that they have to undo the whole thing.
Or the opposite. Or the opposite, right? You can see both ways.
The Gemara in Baba
Kama, I'm helping you do tshuva by giving you a kinyan.
Well, the Gemara in Baba Kama talks about how in case the person who he stole his whole life and he wanted to do tshuva, and his wife said, if you do tshuva, then you're not going to have anything left to you.
Right.
So then he made the comment that you don't have to give back what he stole.
Yeah.
So that sounds like
sounds like maybe
like
could be.
Was,
could be.
You know,
yes.
For all this, isn't there a question how the
Rabban
can even do this?
Oh, so most Rishonim say Rabban can do without Hefker Bez Nefker. That's something else. Then you get into real Baba Kama stuff. Hefker Bez Nefker could be Maitse Mezeh and Machnitz Lezeh. Good. Yeah. Yes?
I think it'd be a concept of Kurgan and Exelis with the concept of Mechamma. Meaning, let's say I go to war, right, and I'm winning territories with other people. Those territories are now mine because I won it from the war. Why is that not considered Kurgan and Exelis?
Not if it was other Jews. If it was other Jews, it wouldn't be yours.
Sorry, one thing?
It depends the difference between Jews and Goyim.
Okay,
Jews wouldn't be yours.
Jews and Jews, like Machlis Yehuda and Machlis
Yehuda. Wouldn't become yours. No. Yes.
I
saw you, believe me.
Isn't
you think you're not seeable?
No, it kind of seems like I was being ignored.
Must be the shirt.
Yeah.
There's an invisibility shirt.
Right, yeah.
So, isn't this also a tally on whether or not, if you hadn't paid yet, but you plan to?
Okay, so let's talk about that for a second. We'll see if it's tally or not.
In Lema Freya,
Does the Kana Marish, this the Kana, Craig C. Klein? Let's not get a phone call. My phone announces C. Klein. C. Klein is calling. I said, Mr. Shea, answer? I said, that's not Craig. So he didn't answer. Baruch Hashem.
Was it?
No, Baruch Hashem. It was just C. Klein. C. Klein doesn't. I use my telephone as secretary. So if you want to talk to me, leave a message. If you want to talk to me, don't leave a message.
Your voicemail says he's in a
what?
Meeting. Your voicemail says he's in a meeting now.
Yeah, right. My voicemail will, but just, if you want to leave a message, don't talk to me. C. Klein didn't leave a message. Then I said, oh, maybe it's Craig. Okay. But whatever. So the shaila is this. Is the din marish a din lamafrei or not? Do you have to pay in order to be kain or not? That's the machaikas we're showing him. In our Gemara, it says you build a sukkah. Are you yotze? Could be not. Could be not yotze until you pay.
Didn't we see that? And after Yom Tov, you have to return it anyway.
What?
And didn't we see after Yom Tov you have to return it anyway?
Right.
It's
not Chavrutina.
If you didn't cement it.
If you didn't, let's say you did cement it.
So if you didn't cement it.
Yeah, but let's say you did cement it.
So I'm saying in a case where Freya can be very relevant.
Right.
Where you had Takanas HaShavim, and since you didn't do it, now you have to, you don't even have Takanas HaShavim after the fact.
Right.
Meaning before, if I would have given money, then I would have been Yotze by giving money. Now I have to give it back, and then I will be Yotze. If I took someone,
I don't think it changes anything on my Freya.
If I took Rebbe's wood and made a sukkah out of it,
yeah.
So now I during sukkahs I owe Rebbe money for that because of Tachas right. Shabbim, and I'm not Yotze.
Now what I'm saying is either you Yotze now, or you're not Yotze until you pay.
And if you say that I'm not Yotze until I pay, then after Yom Tov and I didn't cement it, so now I have to bring back the wood itself. Will I be Yotze now or will I Yotze?
Doesn't my Freya doesn't change the Tachas Shabbim.
So now we'll have to bring back the wood?
I have to bring the wood now, but during that time I could have paid. It didn't change anything.
So would that work for my friend for me to return the wood?
No.
Would I be Yotze before having? Because then I'm only Yotze after Yom Tov.
If you give back the wood, then you didn't pay, and you gave back something that's not yours, who says it was yours?
So it seemed that you can only be Yotze through this.
It depends what the concept of Shavim is during Sukkot. Is it yours or is it not yours? That's a big question.
So it seems if I don't give back any money, then I'm not Yotze even when I give back the wood because it was never mine. But if I give back money, then I was Lamafreya Yotze.
Or it doesn't work on Mafreya, then you Yotze either way.
But I never acquired it.
Oh,
if
Tekaz Shav means right now I'm Yotze, before I pay, then what do I care what I did after Yontif?
Well, what if I meant to pay and I really did have intentions to pay, but you know it didn't get through, whatever. So now it's after Yom Tov, and I no longer have to Takanas HaShavim.
But you had to Takanas HaShavim. But you had it. You had it.
But I never returned it. How can I be Yotze?
That's two ways to look at it.
It takes it out of the category of Takanas HaShavim.
Why?
Because I have to return the wood to you now.
So what? But during those 7 days, you had to return money. So what?
So I owned the wood during
Yontif, and after Yontif I don't own the wood. That's why
even without a kinyan, though.
Right. That's what the Gemara says here.
This is so.
Didn't we say this?
Yes. Whoa! Let me hear it again. If the I made a tasa of something that's puzzle. And then Tasa Lama Asu? I'm not sure. I did a mice.
Otherwise, the Chacham could just allow you to have a
mitzvah. Maybe. Could be. You're bringing up a real weird point.
A real point.
Real weird. Could be. I'm not sure. Yes?
Is there an opportunity between this case where you're preventing somebody from doing a mitzvah, and let's say that the person you're stealing from is two sukkahs, he's using the other one, you're using his without his permission, is that
not? Always works,
always. Always? Yeah. He doesn't want you?
Right. Only if you built. You get the right. So now the big shaila in the Sfas Emes, in all of Shas, is there a Takanas HaShavim if it's counted as karka? Is there a Takanas HaShavim on karka? Is there a Takanas HaShavim on karka? What? Let's see what the Sfas Emes says about this. Let's see for a few minutes what he says about this. Does anyone see the beginning? Daf Lamed Aleph Amud Aleph B'Gemara Ikarkin Gzelus Sug Zulhi. Bebeis Yosef B'Choshen Mishvat Maybe Divrei Rabbein Yeruchim B'Shem Egonim. He brings Rabbein Yeruchim B'Shem Egonim. To Tiknu Takanas HaShavim. That there's no Takanas HaShavim. V'chein patzik Ramah sham. Ramah also says there's no Takanas HaShavim. There's no Takanas HaShavim. V'ayin sham hatam mishum de karka ein nigzelas. Karka ein nigzelas. Well, tiknu rak heikha sheish gazlin al kapanim kinin gzela. Mash enken karka de b'shus de markai and nu svara. When do we say Takanas HaShavim? When I can be kind of it, right? What happens? I'm kind of it. Now, I want to tell you, this is the svaras of the svar of Rabbi Yeruchim, of Ben Yeruchim. You can only say this if karka ain't in exel. You can only say if karka nixelus. If karka nixelus,
That means if I steal karka, who owns the karka
who
now?
Who owns karka and exelus?
Rabbi Lezer.
He owns karka is an
exelus. Let's say karka and exelus, you will have a tikkun of shavim. Because I could make, it's exelus, there's a kinyan gezeila. So when there's a kinyan gezeila, the chachamim made a tikkun of shavim. It says, well, you are kona a little bit, be kona more.
What case are we talking about? What? On what? On the land?
Let's say the sukkah is called mechubah karka.
And you stole the sukkah built already?
No, I built it. Only to come shavim if I built it. I built it on land.
Terribly less, it doesn't hold.
Built it on his land?
Yeah, or...
Your wood on his land?
Yeah. No, his wood on his land. Or I changed the land. I worked the land. By building the sukkah, I really did something hard to the land. Is that kind of shavim on land? It's a famous question, whether it's the kind of shavim on land. But if karka negzelus, that's the only time you would say that kind of shavim. Why? The chachamim don't, even though it goes with a hefker bez and hefker, well, this is the shayla, if it goes with hefker, the chachamim don't take away your thing and give it to me. Only if it's mine, sort of. Then the chachamim will say, well, to do tshuva, we'll give it entirely to you. So if, let's say you have karka, and I'm doing tshuva, the chacham will say, if karka nigzelis, the chacham will say, tekansa shavim. If karka ain't an nigzelis, whose karka is it? If karka ain't nigzelis, whose karka is it?
The baal's.
The baal's, the nigzel. There's no tekansa shavim, and taking away something from you and giving it to me. There is no, that's the svar of the rukam. There's no tekansa shavim on such a thing entirely. Taking away from you. Only if... If there's kinyan gezeila, so I'm kinyan gezeila. If there's no kinyan gezeila, there's no tikkun of shavim. The rabbanan never did this when, okay. Well, chichu came as sugya. Now the Rama brings a raya from our sugya. I think it's the Rama, or someone brings a raya from our sugya. The Rabbalazar poisel b'sachim b'shus harabim. What's the case of Misachim B'shus HaRabim? Remember yesterday, 2 days ago, Misachim B'shus HaRabim? Rabbi Lezer says this puzzle. B'shem Drov HaSukkah Shiro. It's not Sukkah Shiro. V'hayah Shayach, Tekanas HaShavim, Hayah Sukkah Shiro. If there would be a Tekanas HaShavim, it would be Sukkah Shiro. That's the right.
Is there a Tekanas HaShavim on Rabim?
What?
Who says there's a Tekanas HaShavim on
why can't you be Gezel Mon
Arabin? It could be yes, it could be yes, it could be no. Yes, either yes or no. What is that the Kaddish Shem on Gezel Arabin?
Well, if anything is right, absolutely, because they're listening to say that you built it in someone else's rishus.
Oh, but I said it's Gzula, so it is Gezel Arabin.
Let's say I build this sukkah in someone else's rishus.
Gzula?
Is that Gzula? Maybe there would be the kind of smart.
If I build a sukkah in other rishus, though, unless it becomes the chubur. I don't know. I should know this. I don't know.
What's
the kashrut? If they had marish and a sukkah I build in someone else's karka.
You then acquire the land. You used your own wood. Build on someone else's land. Even going to realize that the karka nigzelis, you steal the sukkah. The sukkah itself is yours.
I stole. His case would be I stole a marish, and on your land they built a sukkah. That's what he's talking
about.
That's what he's talking about.
Let's say you just went into his land and built a sukkah.
In your own, yes. What kind of marish? What did you steal?
Why is that different than Gozo's Rabin? What's the case of Gozo's Rabin? It's your wood. You went into the Rabin and built the sukkah. It's psula.
What's different than Gozo's Rabin? You're right. No different than Gozo's Rabin.
Unless you would say that it's a kind of marish. I thought that's what we're talking about.
What the kind of marish? It's my own marish.
That's a kind of sakarka.
Kind of sakarka.
It's a kind of marsh, because if I have to give back the land, I need to destroy my house.
Right. No, even, right.
Because
I'd have to
question, do I have to destroy the sukkah?
No,
I don't know.
Tikkaris Marsh was Durabana. Durabana made Tikkaris Marsh, but Reza doesn't hold it.
What?
Reza doesn't hold Tikkaris Marsh.
Who says?
I think it doesn't hold it because it doesn't apply to him.
Just the opposite. It would apply and apply. That's what the Kansas Marsh is. If I acquire your land and I change the land, why wouldn't it be Kansas Marsh on the land if Kaken and Zealous?
Is the Baal able to then say, I don't want this Kansas Marsh to give me back my land?
Can the Baal say that?
Yeah.
No.
This is a very like Jewish thing, so grabbing land from people.
Yeah, because then you would be taking his land.
What?
Because it's different because you're stealing his actual land. The karka itself is being stolen. And you can't get that back.
Yeah, but if you're Karka and Zealous.
So what would you say? Okay, so let's say it applies. Let's say it applies. If the Kansas Marsh applies the Karka.
I would keep the Karka and
keep
I
the Karka and pay him what? The value of the Karka?
It's a Ramah, it's a Rebbe Ruchan.
That's what we're talking about.
Yeah.
I would say.
In what? That what?
According to Eliezer, who says Karka and Zealous, is there a Kansas Marsh on the Karka?
No, yeah, that's what we're talking about, yeah.
But it's different because in the Stam Kansas Marsh, what you stole, he could get back. He can get back another piece of wood.
And if Karka and Zealous, why can't I get back the Karka?
Because you're still on it, and now it's yours.
I can get back the Karka.
What, you sell it back? You buy it back from him after you stole
it? No, he has to give it back to me. It's good back to me. It's still
if
it's
a
good
works, then you just the pay the value.
No. That's the Kansas Marsh works. What's Stam? If there's not a Kansas Marsh, you steal my land. You have to give back
right.
your land.
Right. So I'm saying, if you're saying it does apply,
then you have to give back money.
Give me back money. And now I have money, but I don't have my land. I can't get back that land
can't get
that you stole.
Can't get
that's
back.
Why it's different than the Stam case. Because in the Stam case,
like
you can get.
Marsh, you can get back
I don't know, right, yeah.
I mean,
it's the difference between
Aces and Marish.
Right.
Yes.
What I'm understanding is, in the Rishus Rabban case, I get how you can't remix all the karka because it doesn't belong to
the Hashim. Right.
But by definition, if you can make a Kenyan on something, why can't you be Gozel then?
What?
By definition, if you can make a Kenyan on something, that means you can own it. Why can't somebody steal your ownership of that?
Yeah, that's a karka and zealous. Right.
But we're saying that there's no such thing as karka and zealous.
Machoy Tribalas and Rabban?
No, wasn't there two
sheep
like Rebel
Lazar? No. Either Blazer or Bunny. Someone pointed out something very interesting. End off with this. If you look at all the Gemaras, who pointed out to me? It says Rebel Lazar. And this is Rebel Eliezer. Are they the same? I always thought they were two different people. Our Gemara, our Rashi, our Tosos, it says it's the same person. He calls it Reish Aleph. But once Rebbe Lazar remembers Reza, I really know what's going on here.
I've seen Rishon do that sometimes, where they replace
what?
Those five. What? The gears
are changing with that. Rebbe Lazar, different people, but the gears change is there.
I mean, I've seen.
Yeah, I've seen that also.
So
to me, it's different people, but it's funny that if you look at the Gemaras, that's Rebbe Eliezer, and ours is Rebbe Lazar.
Yeah, that with Rav and Rabba sometimes were, with the Gemaras is one and the Rishon, like.
Okay. Anyway, in mid-term we can start a new sukkah, but that's the end of this. Have a nice day, everybody. Thank you.